Well, Gary, it's good to have you back. Many of you, if you have not been familiar with the interview I did with Gary, I believe it's about 3-4 months ago now, God is leading you to go back to Ukraine and begin an effort of reaching the people for him. You got some dates set. And so, Gary, go ahead and share with us dates regarding this mission and what you're looking at and some prayer requests.
Sounds good. So I'm looking at dates of leave on the 21st of April and be gone for about 10 days. Now, I can't go directly into Ukraine anymore, so I'll go to Warsaw and then take the train from Warsaw to Kyiv. I've taken that route before, motivated by a couple things. One, I just have this powerful draw to go to Ukraine. And then I will go in there with a wound cream. I just sent a couple hundred units this week, and they could take a week to get there. They could take 3-4 weeks, but they'll be there before I get there. And I've got a contact that's going to take those into the hospital. I'm hearing reports that there are 40 to 50,000 amputees in Ukraine. And I've been in their main military hospital, and there's no way they have capacity, you know, for even a small number of those. So that's going to be my intro. And then I'll carry Russian New Testaments over there, because most of them do speak Russian. The Ukrainian language is similar to Russian. I've got a contact with one of the EMTs that has worked with me quite a bit. She's in Kyiv. I've got a contact with a guy that always represented himself as a special ops guy. He's part of the Ukrainian military. I don't know whether that's formally or informally. Tells me he's on the front. Now, I don't anticipate that I can go to the front, but I would. And, you know, I'd take wound products in there, New Testaments. I mean, that's pretty benign. I don't want to get crossways with the Russians, who control a good portion of the country. I just want to go to Ukraine, you know. And of course, I want people to agree with me that I'll be safe, but most of all, that I will find receptive people. I would be so excited to get one conversion out of this trip. It's been 4 years since I've been there, so I really don't have the lay of the land much anymore. I assume parts of the country are destroyed. The city of Kyiv seems to be pretty much intact. So I'm going in with a lot of question marks. And it's like so much of what we do in life. We get into it and find out what we don't know.
That's right. A lot has changed in Ukraine, obviously, since you've been there last. And I forgot to mention this on the intro, but we had a conversation with you. It's in a prior podcast. I will link this. I hope to link this to this brief update that we're getting, because in that conversation, you go through a lot of your history and background and contacts. I believe I'm correct on the year in 2014 or 2015 when you first went over there. And from your history, God has established friendships and contacts within this country. Obviously, with the war that's been taking place, a lot has changed.
Yes, a lot has changed. Some of the people are no longer there and and some may not be alive. I know of one initial contact. The last I heard, he was in a Russian prison. When I first went there, I was convinced that the Ukrainians were the good guys and the Russians were the bad guys. But I talked about that in the first interview and how I noticed just the scarcity of children there. And after asking, where are the children? Finally, an American who had lived there for about 30 years told me that Bill Clinton set up the child trafficking out of there. So I have no idea how significant that was. And of course, we've heard reports of adrenochrome labs there and things like that. I've seen no evidence of that. And I'm sure it would take a real act of the Lord for me to be exposed to that. There is a dark side, and I don't know much about that dark side. All I can do is go over there and offer them light. And I'll use my wound products as an intro, and I'll know more when I come back.
Well, we'll be praying. We will be praying that God opens up doors and ways that we can't even comprehend or predict. It is a land of incredible darkness. And we know in many ways it's not simply isolated into Ukraine. The beauty of our God is he's placing his people and his servants in places in which this light will shine. And we'll pray for your protection, but even more so, we'll pray for God's word to go forth, preordained meetings and encounters to be established. We pray that he'll lead you right into the depths of great darkness in which you can be a voice for Jesus Christ and with his gospel. I'd love to have you back after your trip. So again, you're leaving on April 21st.
Yep. I anticipate that it'll be a 10-day to 2-week trip. It's not that I have a lot of sightseeing planned, but it's going to take me some time to get from Warsaw to Kyiv. I mean, normally you do that trip within 24 hours. And I don't know, Travis, if you're aware of the train situation there. Back when it was Soviet Union in Ukraine, Stalin, I expect this was probably in the 30s, didn't want his country to be invaded by train easily. So the rail gauge in the old Soviet Union was different than the width of the rails in the rest of Europe. So when you get from the when you hit the Polish-Ukrainian border, they got to jack the train up and change the wheels. That's a 4 or 5 hour process, and then you go on. And I don't know if that's going to be any more complicated now. But they are running trains regularly from Poland to Ukraine. So I expect that I won't have any problems getting across.
We'll pray for travel mercies regarding this. Regarding the front in Ukraine, well, let me put this out there. For those that are interested in getting updates regarding a lot of the frontline fighting and stuff taking place in Ukraine, Military Summary is a gentleman. He's been reporting on Ukraine since the war's begun. It's a lot of detailed information, but what's good about it is it gets into some of the realities of what's taking place on the front line. The nation and Ukraine itself, it's this is why I wanted to have you back on, to let the body of Christ know when you're going to be traveling so we can be committed to prayer over this. Very common to have drone strikes, missile strikes, and various things, even in Kyiv itself. The front line is, for the Ukrainians, it's not good. The spring offensive has failed. Russia's gaining a lot of territory. The fighting's horrendous. The Lord knows what he plans for you. And in this, when suffering is great, the hearts are eager to hear the word of God. And so what I wholeheartedly pray is that in this midst of crisis within this nation, the people recognize their need for a savior. The body of Christ must be praying for this trip as you go. And so we pray for your traveling as you get in. Again, you're doing many of this just simply by faith. It's been a while since you've been there. There's a lot you don't know. And in that as well, we pray that you'll have the peace of the Spirit as you go.
Thank you. Now, Military Summary is the contact I didn't know about. Perhaps your people are well aware, but how would I reach out to get their information?
It's posted on Rumble, YouTube. Just type in Military Summary. He's done some reporting in Israel, but the bulk of it is all Ukraine. It's very saturated on military reality. So he takes all the reports from the end of the day of the combat from Russia and Ukraine. And he consolidates all this information. And so there's maps and videos and all kinds of different things as far as the daily fighting and what happened and what's taking place. You know, what's interesting with it is you actually find out the bulk of the news reports are absolutely not true. And it's, like I say, if you don't have a military background, you'll probably be confused by a lot of the stuff. But I find it fascinating in the sense of just keeping up with the realities of a lot of what these guys are facing and the struggles they're having and the means in which I can more effectively be praying over that nation.
Okay, well, I definitely want to check out that resource. And thank you for that. Thank you for the prayers. I'll know more when I come back. And when I first went there, I had no contacts and I was able to make good contacts with people. And at that point, my mindset was I was there looking for business. And my mindset's changed more since those first trips there. God will lead me. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming on. Let me close in prayer for you. And again, after your trip, we'd like to have you back and give a report.
Yeah, I'll give you updates when I'm over there, too, if I can.
I'd appreciate that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Gary and just how you've placed this burden on his heart to bring the hope of Jesus Christ into a land that is suffering greatly in so many ways, Lord. And oftentimes politics and and the nature of these worldly things can cloud and give us the wrong understanding. It can give us anxiety and impatience and turmoil, but we pray for peace, Lord, your peace to be upon Gary as he goes, and anoint his time and his steps. May he be bold when he needs to be bold, and seal his mouth when you need to close it, Lord. We do pray for his protection. We never take this for granted, Lord. And so guide him completely on the way, Lord, and bless him as he goes. We pray for many to hear of the hope of Christ. We pray as well for your conviction to come upon this land, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks, Gary. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for doing this, Travis. And we'll talk.